This is CliffCentral.com.
Why these bitches see you? Go home, Rod.
Go home, Rod.
See it's a mirror in my bed. I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas.
Intellectual guy.
Yeah, man. What up, what up, what up, beautiful people of the world? It's Malcolm Julie. Hanging out with Ria Betuzasele.
The one and only.
We are the worst guys. Proudly brought to you by the love of God. By the love of God.
Right.
Until that God is a sponsor too, you know. We waiting, yo. Give us the booster. That's what we need right now. Injection. You know what I'm saying? That's when we gonna fly to outer space and show the people what we can really do. And I know if you listen to this, you believe in us too. But even if you don't, maybe we might convince you. Today, you know what we're gonna talk about? We're talking about it. Some people've got it. Some people don't have it. What is it? Where does it come from? Do you believe that they are chosen ones? That's what it's going to be today on The Worst Case. And this is all coming off the back of Tiger Woods' win. I know we don't really talk much about golf. I don't know how much you guys are into golf. I used to be when I was living off my parents' money. Now that I'm living off my own money, now golf can chill. All right.
Isn't that expensive?
Dog, golf is back. A game these days is min 300.
That's just to go.
It's less though, like I won't even lie, it's cock less. And I can see why every husband is doing it as an escape for his wife, bro.
Let's not lie, some of us, wait, some of those men.
Yeah.
Go buy golf clubs and all of that just so that. Just so, Ali, I'm going to golf. Yes, then he. Pull up at the side chick's place, you know. Comes back chalooking, blind, sweating, mad. Smelling like a fucking Kaiser Chiefs midfielder. But he says, no, I come from golf. Yo, was he not having the best cardio ever?
Hey, but
we won't get into that. Because that's not it, right?
Yeah, that's not it. But it's a cover. It's a dope cover, I must say. Because that's 5 hours of your day. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's a chunk, bro. That's a huge chunk. But anyway, I'm not saying that's what's going on out in those streets. Because I know I used to play golf. That shit is actually very addictive. You'd rather be playing golf than having sex. You know, honesty.
Shut up.
I'm telling you.
Shut up.
Ask any golfer.
Yeah. Y'all like walking around smacking hitting balls with sticks.
Jeez.
Y'all need to wake up, and realize that that is not it. Mark, what is it? Let's get down to it.
I don't know. That's the thing we're going to try to discuss. Firstly, we have to establish if we believe that there is an it.
Yes, there is.
100%. So who are the type of people that you see in the world who've got it?
The ones with the...
With it. LeBron James is one for me, easily.
LeBron James.
Tiger Woods.
Kobe Bryant.
All right.
You know, Jay-Z.
Michael Jordan, Jay-Z.
P. Diddy.
J. Cole.
You know, people like Zuckerberg, he's got it.
Elon Musk,
he's got it.
Yeah. So now, do you think there's a way to explain it?
You know, one would automatically think that we're just talking about, like, successful people.
Uh-huh.
And it's not necessarily that, because sometimes you can have it, but not know that you have it.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Elaborate.
As in, you know that one person that is so talented in whatever they do, you know, whatever their craft is, whether it's professional footballer or sportsman, an artist, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're working a 9-to-5 or they're stuck working as a waiter. And you know this person, they've got it. They just don't have the right resources. You know, they're just battling with fear. whether or not they can do it, you know. But from an outsider's perspective, you can see somebody else that has it. The same way we can say LeBron James has it.
But everybody has it there. I think then it is overcoming fear and being better than your fear and taking it to the next level. That's it must be a mental decision.
Mm.
You know, you decide what it is that you're going to be, because there are a lot of talented ruins.
Like yesterday, one of the people that I was dealing with, client, I don't even know this guy has been scanning the boy, but he was even like saying, "Yo, weren't you the guy that was gymming?" And I was like, yeah, that is me. I'm still gymming guy, but you know, life is tough. He's like, no. You need to win the mental battle first before you can conquer in reality. I was like, Jesus, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I get the correlation between that and the people who are the greats, you know, who have it, like Serena Williams.
Yeah.
How many times has she had to, you know, go over so many obstacles and hurdles, yet still emerge victorious, you know? That's something that can classify it.
Yeah, but now, are we saying everybody has that potential? Or there's just some chosen ones, let's say.
No, I think everybody actually does have the potential. The mere fact that you're born a human being, you've got the potential to be anything. You're here for a reason, dog.
But what if your reason is not to be the number one tennis player of all time? What if your reason is to sweep the streets, but like you're a dope ass street sweeper?
No. I don't believe that. I believe everybody has, you know, the greatest possible, you know, outcome for their life, and something that will come their way if they choose to settle.
I see.
We all have two options.
Yeah, I see.
And if you chase that dream, whatever it is, you know, even if it's to play a harmonica, my boy. You could be the greatest harmonica player ever. Maybe make some Guinness World Records. I don't know what you could do with that thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, you could follow and pursue that to the greatest, right?
Mm.
Or you can be that street sweeper. So there's always two sides.
So your fate is almost inflicted upon you when you haven't decided what your fate is going to be. I see.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, like the guy who just decides to be content, to be complacent and just be like,
this is life.
This is the way life is. Okay, then life is going to treat you the way life treats people who think that way.
Yeah.
And now you just become one of the blips.
Yeah, okay, but what about the winners and the champions? I mean, amongst the NBA, these are elite athletes, million-dollar athletes, you know, amongst our own rugby players, you know, how do you separate yourself from the elite? You know what I'm saying? What does Floyd Mayweather have that every other boxer doesn't have? What does LeBron James have that every other basketball player, even though Steph Curry is dope, even though Kobe Bryant is dope, why is he LeBron James?
Because he's just got more of it. That's it. Like, you can have land, but I can have more land.
okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But can I cultivate land? Can I find it somewhere?
Yes. You can always take it to the next level.
Where do I find it? Is this what I want, essentially?
Yeah. Because at the same time, that other rugby player who made the box squad, but he's not captain, or he's not, you know, starting five, he's in the squad. You'll find he's maybe content, like, yo, I've got the green and gold blazer. You know, I'm in the squad, you know.
Yeah.
Down in the street, I'm done.
Bras and hitches.
You know, he doesn't, like, there's, in the back of his mind, he's like, yeah, this is probably it. This is probably the peak. It's not.
People thought
for a second, Cristiano Ronaldo, Manchester United, peak. What did he do? Real Madrid, They thought Real Madrid, the peak. Juventus. Like, you can always do more. There are always new challenges. People thought David Beckham, the peak, Real Madrid. He went and played for LA Galaxy. Not saying that that was, you know, raising the bar. It was definitely raising the bar because of the guaps he was getting as an old-ass nigga earning dollars like that. But I'm just saying, like, it's just different levels. How much more of it you willing to go seek for yourself?
And you, would you say that the more you want it, the harder the battle is?
Yeah, because you're like, hey, man. More money, more problems.
Yeah. Because the people who are really successful, I feel like they go through a lot.
Yeah.
Like Tiger Woods, for instance, is a big example. Like 3 knee operations, his back was fucked. He lost everything, and he's still a champion. Mm. You know what I mean? And that's something that you can't strip away. That's something that you can't strip away from sort of somebody if they have that vision, you know. And I want to know, like, what it is in our human nature, because people were cheering Tiger on, man. Like, I think there's no victory like an against all odds victory, right? When you come in from the
funny thing is, I'm sure those are the same people that are saying, yeah, no,
yeah.
You know, and then they see, oh no, he's about to win. Yeah, oh. We always knew Tiger. We always knew. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And I don't even know, dude. I always felt like Tiger was a champion, but I think at a point I did say he was washed. So I must admit, I was like, yeah, no, because it did look bleak, dog. The 200 women, he was in psychiatric hospital. He was,
but that's
fucking
the thing. The
passing
greatest,
out
like,
on the street. I was like, yo, man, dog. Why are you gonna do this? But shout out for ripping the blacks.
Dude, all I'm saying is, hey, shout out for real.
Hey, Dougie, you almost made us feel
welcome
like
back
some
to
Hancock
Faithful Black Man Association.
Your black card is back too.
Yeah, welcome back. We missed you, Tiger. Faithfulness just isn't the same without you. Now that you got your title back, we'd like to welcome you back with a warm big prayer. I'd like to open the prayer first of all, saying, "Oh Lord God, our heavenly faithful Father, thank you for bringing Tiger back faithfully to the Faithful Black Men Association." We faithfully thank you, because we are faithful black men.
Yeah.
But the higher you go with your success levels, the bigger the demon. You won't get a small onyana demon when you're trying to sell out Madison Square Garden. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get shit demon.
Like, you have to defeat.
You know, because it's whatever energy you're putting out, there's always an equal and opposite energy. All right, that's science. That's some science shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's exactly how it is,
but it's exactly how it is.
But that's exactly how it is. All right, there's an equal and opposite. All right, opposing force.
Yeah.
So if you're coming with Kamehameha type energy, you know, teatro energy, there's gonna be some teatro enemies.
Yeah.
Energy against you, but you can win. If you've got it.
Yeah.
Or you can settle for something smaller.
Yeah. So ultimately, you can't keep a good man down.
No.
You can't keep a good man
Nipsey down. Nipsey Hussle was even saying, like, some people think that he got that far, because he thinks he's the greatest. Well, obviously, he thinks he's the greatest or anything like that. But he was saying he just never gave up. Where some person along the lines, like becoming a rapper 5 years down the line, they're like, ah, fuck, I've been putting out mixtape after mixtape. Shut up, give up. There are a whole lot more of those guys who aren't willing to give up. And of that pool of artists, the ones that never do will make it. Dog, people need to realize that you can have your blow up 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, dog, a blow up is a blow up.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what about somebody like Drake?
Yo, he's like, he personifies it.
Yeah.
Like, tell me, dog, TV, Drake. Music, Drake. What's next?
I don't know. You told me.
Yeah, no. Let me just call him quick and find out what's next for me. You know, I mean, like, man's traveled the world.
Yeah.
Man has, like...
I'm saying, like, he's separated himself from everybody else. He's become his own idea. And nobody can do it like him. And everybody copies him.
Yeah.
Or is another version of him. And I don't know if that's something that he just manifested. Or if that's given to him. You know, some people just have more gifts than others.
Yeah, I get you.
So
are you saying like, okay, now are you saying like
Michael Jackson. He's just like a Halley's Comet. He's just something that was just like, wow. Or are you saying everybody can be Michael Jackson?
Dude, as far as I believe, I do get what you're saying. And that's why I say as well, you can choose, but some are chosen.
Yes. That's what I say. So there is some sort of hand picking. We believe in this universe.
Everybody is given that opportunity, but others are just like, hey, get off a juice when.
Yeah, just a little. I'm gonna give my player some steroids.
Shh. Hey, Bono Jabana, man. Skajabana. See, that's the side effect of when God chooses some niggas. Because he doesn't forget. The thing is, equal and opposite.
Yeah.
Their demons become mal rough.
Yeah.
He couldn't fight the children off. Imagine being Michael, get off me. No, get on me. No, get off me. No, get on me.
Child. Just need child.
As he was penetrating the first child, the child was like,
he said as an ad lib. That's gonna be the greatest ad lib of all time.
I know, but RIP, I know, Michael, you know. You know.
The second one was a ho!
And then he was like to the child, come on, girl!
Oh shit, alright. Okay, we're gonna go into straight stories that we think have caught our attention over the last week, man. It's been always a roller coaster ride in South Africa. But there's one particular story that I didn't get to chat to my boy about, but we're gonna see how he feels about it, Joe. Very soon, let's just hear this lady talk.
Man ass Playboy in trouble again! Playboy Penny at it again! Read about it! Extra! Place grab young Fallon! Extra! Extra! Read all about it! Life story of Playboy Penny! Extra! 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 Read all about it!
Playboy Penny at it again? Like, these two must just break up.
Playboy Penny?
Is it Playboy Penny or Playboy and Penny?
I'm not sure, dog. Like, it's probably something wrong. But yeah, what were we talking about? The news. Yes. So this is a story that I didn't get to chat to you about, but I want to get your opinion on the legalization of marijuana, all right? And how it's going to affect the society of smokers. Do you think there's going to be any difference?
Nope.
You don't think there's going to be an increase in the amount of users?
A lot more people are going to be open to it. But keep in mind, now, we still got a whole lot of people with that mindset of like, oh, marijuana, bomb.
Yeah.
And we have to make sure we remove the stigma that it has. It's like AIDS. A's right now is so chilled. A's is stock sweets. You know. It's so
casual.
You can
live for 25 years.
But in the beginning,
a healthy life.
A's was like, shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Don't sneeze around me.
And then we had to educate
the niggas a bit more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it's going to take the same effect where, like, you know, in the beginning, it's not going to, it won't change that. But I know... some policemen will still want to cause a riot and say, hey, nigga, chill. This thing, decriminalized, dog. There ain't no charges on this thing no more, you know. until it gets to the stage where, you know, it's people fully understand, yo, bruh, it's chilled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it doesn't make a difference to the people who smoke it. Like, I don't know anybody who smokes it because it was illegal. I don't think there'll be anybody who'll be like, oh, no, actually, now that it's illegal, now that it's legal, it's not cool.
No.
You smoke it because it's dope.
People started drinking before the legal age, but they didn't stop drinking when it was legal.
But that's what I'm saying. It became a thing. Like, now alcohol is everywhere. It's a part of our society day to day. Do you think we could go to that place?
Yes. Eventually we will.
Like Cafe 102. Yeah, just a few in the streets.
It'll get to that point.
Like an Amsterdam vibe. Is that what you...
Yes.
Definitely.
Dude, the government isn't dumb. They know. They're just trying to play it slow. They can't legalize it and then immediately start taxing. And then we call them out from, okay, lawana liqalile. You know, they're still trying to find ways to, how can we make money now off of this thing?
Yeah, so you think it's going to be a full-blown industry in the sense
definitely.
That it's going to be marketed and retailed and wholesalers.
100%.
But then I'm just hoping the government doesn't take too much of that, you know.
But that's the thing, that's exactly what they're going to do.
I guess they're going to. And there's probably going to be so much revenue coming from that, bro.
Hella lot.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the only thing I wanted to touch on you with about.
What? You wanted to touch on me?
On with you. Whatever. English is not my mother tongue.
That's the only thing I wanted to touch on you
with. All right. We're going to wrap out with the worst guy, Cypher. As we do every single week, we make a track on the spot. And I actually haven't even found an instrumental for you guys. But I want to do one. Do you have a suggestion, my boy? What's that? Masego song.
Oh. Tadao instrumental.
Tadao instrumental. That's a dope one, yeah. Hey, it's nice living in the future, mate.
Why is that?
Because
the past is so short.
No. Yeah. Firstly, yeah, the past was pretty short, but like,
yo, imagine. I won't lie. Shout out to the niggas that, you know,
the back through and like, shit. What we gonna say though? Like,
we made it.
Thank you. You far too
kind. Hold your applause.
this is your shot, number. All right. Thank you very much. On a serious note, it's been so dope hanging with you guys, talking about being a champion. Set your eyes on the goal and you can get it.
Hey. Girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star. Hey, star. What? Hey, girl, you know that I'm a
star.
Hey, girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star.
I'm a star.
Girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, star, star, star. Sitting on the canvas,
star.
Sitting on the black,
star.
Black,
star.
White,
star.
We all,
star.
Shine like a
star.
Sitting on the back of the planet, sitting in the universe, just landing on a comet. They're saying, stop it, I can't stop it. 'Cause I'm a
star.
Ay, I'm a
star.
Don't you know that I'm a
star?
I thought you knew that I'm a
star.
Well, let me show you that I'm a girl. You know that I'm a
star.
Girl, you know that
I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star. Star, star, star,
I'm a star.
Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you for a second. Listen, I quit. I want to preach to you, but I don't even want to talk because of things that I'm doing. I'm walking in the street, I'm taking it easy, I'm taking a knee, cause I like whiskey the way it burns my throat. Oh, here we go, yeah, I'm holding your throat and it's okay. I'm gonna go my own way, I'm gonna float, I'm gonna go to the side and I'm gonna go to the back, cause I don't wanna come to the front like that. Cause when I come to your face, it blow up, everybody know I'm gonna blow up. So I take it to the sky, cause I'm flying high every night and day, whether it's legal or not. I don't give a fuck, I smoke it when I want. Everybody know that I don't give a fuck, so I'm chilling in the streets and I know I'm eating meat, cause I know I'm getting lean and I know I'm eating beef. Yeah, fuck being a vegetarian. Everybody know he's an Aryan, he's a Farian. Oh God, he's an Aryan.
Girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star. Star, star, star. I would never lie to you. I just wanna show you that I really appreciate the things you do. Baby boo, put you on a pedestal, put you at first place. You know I let you come every time, first place. Cause good guys always finish last, and all of them bad niggas put them in the past, put them in the trash. Them niggas is trash. I'm the one that is gonna last and last and last.
You know it's true.
Stop.
Let the worst guys do it for you.
Stop.
Yeah, you know it's true.
Stop.
Let the worst guys do it for you.
Girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star. I'm a star. I'm a star. 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 Girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star. Girl, you know that I'm a star. I'm a star. I'm a star. Is you a star?
I'm a star.
Man, I'm a star. Not a gang star. Not a wank star. I'm a pop star. I'm a music star. A comedic star. He uses a star. And your mom is a star. And your brother's a star. Man, the whole world's a star. We just the universe. We landed like the stars on the black canvas. We are just stars.
This is CliffCentral.com.